your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in our next segment. We're going to talk about how the Trump indictment for the January 6th events is really going to open up a lot of questions on voting back in 2020. Jim, why don't you start us out on this one?
Yeah, so in that last segment, we talked a lot about the January 6th events and some of the things that Chief Sund, the Capitol Police Chief at the time, was very upset about. He's a very articulate guy, and I recommend people find that video, and you're going to see more come out pretty quick. But basically, the indictment that he somehow was responsible, and he was given four charges from Jack Smith, that he was inciting the violence, that he was taking away people's freedoms, and that he was trying to obstruct an official proceeding, all depends on his state of mind of whether or not he believed there was a actual fraud in the election in 2006. And Jack Smith is saying, hey, he took away people's rights because he knew that he'd actually lost the election. Well, I'll say right now, Al, I still don't know if he lost the election. In fact, I believe that he didn't lose the election for a lot of different reasons.
And that's Donald Trump.
That's right. Yeah, I'm talking about Donald Trump. Yeah. So the indictment here attacks specifically his mental state. There is a lot of information out there that would actually bring questions to people's mind of whether or not this was a legitimate election. And we've seen the polling shift to where more Americans believe there were irregularities in 2020 than not. So it's over 55, I believe, 56% in the latest polling. Maybe it's 60%. It may be even increasing because of information. But what is very interesting about the Jack Smith effort is it, and this is pointed out by one of Trump's lawyers as they were, you know, facing the judge yesterday in D.C. They get to actually do discovery now for the first time. Remember, there were multiple lawsuits filed against the 2020 election, but the media pressure, the administration, the incoming Biden administration, basically the swamp in D.C., Bill Barr even, many of them were pushing this agenda that you can't question the election. And because of that, and because the election was over, many of these court cases did not go forward. They were denied.
Right.
But here's the dilemma for the Justice Department and Jack Smith. When he actually filed these charges, they now have the Trump team, the lawyers now have an opportunity not only to prove the idea that Trump was in fact convinced or at least thought that he actually had lost the election, but they also have the opportunity to go back and question specific things about the election and bring them to the public forum, which is actually, when you look at some of the factors there, a lot more people are unaware that there were very significant questions and legitimate questions. And in fact, some court cases have shown there were legitimate questions in some of the states. So it's a dilemma for the Justice Department and Jack Smith.
Well, it really is now. I know the Trump administration also came out and did a big deal about that, saying, you know, we have really investigated this thing and there were no irregularities whatsoever in that election. Hang on a second. And they've pretty much convinced the public that that was the case, Jim.
You said the Trump administration. I don't think you meant the Trump administration.
No, I meant the Biden administration.
Right, the Biden administration. And the Biden administration has done this without allowing any counter arguments. So in the January 6th commission, in the actual impeachment hearings for Donald Trump, the second impeachment hearings, they did not allow any witnesses for the defense. So now the system is opened up. And let me give you five very specific areas that are going to be problematic for Jack Smith and the Justice Department and the Biden administration. First one, illegal drop boxes. In Wisconsin, the Supreme Court identified that there were illegal drop boxes with hundreds of thousands of votes that were put in these illegal boxes. But the difference in the election was only 21,000 votes in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's how much Biden won by. So that is one specific area that they may have a problem. The second one, foreign interference. The Department of Justice has actually charged Iranian nationals with hacking an unnamed state. They don't know which state. We don't know which state it was, but a computer system, and then stole over 100,000 voter registration data information, and then targeted congressional Republicans and the Trump administration with negative information in order to try to shift the election. That's a fact by the Department of Justice.
Okay.
The laptop.
Yeah.
The laptop is a huge problem because the Justice Department, CIA, intelligence officials came out and said, hey, this was Russian disinformation. It turns out it was not, which is a clear lie. And most data points, there's been a lot of investigation that over, I think about 46%, over 40% of Democrats had never heard of the laptop during the election. Had they actually heard about the laptop and had it been shown, and the FBI knew it was accurate, the intelligence community knew that it was actually true and it was Hunter Biden's, people actually would have not supported, Biden would have lost. So that's a third problem. The fourth problem.
And that's based on the laptop information, Jimmy?
Yeah, based on Hunter Biden's laptop, yeah.
Well, I'm very surprised that that book, whose author was a member of the staff at the of the other New York paper, I'm very surprised that that book didn't gain more traction.
It's done really well. It has done really well, and now we're seeing the ramifications of that the truth that's come out with the FBI knowing that the laptop was there. So there is it's slowly working into the process.
Yeah. Well, the only comment I can make on that, Jimmy, is purely and simply, the laptop is being squelched very effectively to date by the Biden administration.
Well, they're trying, but they're having a tough time.
Yeah.
Here's a couple other issues they're going to face in court. Illegal exemptions for voter ID. Over 200,000 voters showed no ID, and this was actually in court in Wisconsin again. That's 10 times. Those are absentee ballots, no voter ID, 10 times the victory margin. And, of course, in Fulton County, there's over two dozen pages worth of voter problems. And the state actually wanted to take control of the voter apparatus in Fulton County because it was so failed. But then they overturned it by the vote over the I guess you want to, if you want to call it the Rhino Election Commission in Georgia. So it's a problem.
Yeah, it is. It is a problem. Jimmy, we got a break for the top of the hour news right now. You guys, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.